Why didn't Gandalf realise that Bilbo's ring was the One Ring? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. If you like theories, background, history and lore about The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher, then this is the place for you. Welcome. Gandalf is one of the wisest and most knowledgeable people in all of Middle-earth. He was on a mission to help the Free Peoples against the return of Sauron, and he spent decades on and off hanging out with Bilbo, and knew about his ring from the beginning. So why didn't he realise sooner that it was the One Ring? To get the meta answer out of the way first, yes, when Tolkien wrote The Hobbit, he hadn't really got an idea of the One Ring at all. That only emerged when he started writing The Lord of the Rings much later. So when he is talking to Bilbo about it in The Hobbit, there was no hidden depth there. It was just a magic ring. But as tempting as it might be to just use that as the answer, Tolkien was a much, much more detailed, focused writer than that. I did a whole other video on the changes he retroactively made to The Hobbit to make the ring work as the One Ring in that story. Most notably, he redrafted Chapter 5, Riddles in the Dark, so that Gollum didn't freely give up the ring and was more distraught when he lost it. That was clearly important for internal consistency, but Tolkien seemed less concerned with correcting Gandalf's thoughts and reaction to the ring. Perhaps because Gandalf, though he clearly was inquisitive and suspicious, never focused overlong on the ring at that time. So, why? Well, the first part of the answer is that Gandalf wasn't looking for or expecting to find the One Ring, still less for it to turn up in the possession of a hobbit, of all people. It wasn't really his job to be looking out for the ring, that was more Saruman's thing. And Saruman's view, as he expressed repeatedly to the White Council, was this. "Have I not earnestly studied this matter? Into Anduin the Great it fell, and long ago, while Sauron slept, it was rolled down the river to the sea. There let it lie until the end." Saruman had studied the rings earnestly, everyone knew, and Gandalf hadn't, hence him later going to Minas Tirith to hit the books. He may have had his reservations about Saruman at the time, but Saruman was still the head of the White Council and the head of Gandalf's Order of Istari, so he had no reason to particularly doubt Saruman's assertions. The ring was gone, so Gandalf wasn't keeping an eye out for it. You might think that makes Gandalf come across as a bit naive and trusting of Saruman, and to be fair, that's what Gandalf himself thought looking back. He beats himself up a bit on that point at the Council of Elrond. "There I was at fault," he said. "I was lulled by the words of Saruman the Wise, but I should have sought for the truth sooner, and our peril would now be less." Elrond reassures him then that he has more than played his part, but the point stands. Gandalf wasn't particularly expecting the ring to show up at that point. He probably hadn't expected it to show up anywhere. It had been missing for nearly 3,000 years, after all. Added to which, he had a lot on his mind at the time. The whole reason why he got embroiled in the quest for Erebor in the first place was because he was concerned about Smaug potentially playing a devastating role in the war that was surely soon to come. He had to find a way to get rid of the Great Dragon. And he was trying to help the dwarves reclaim their homeland, of course. And even more immediately for him, he had finally managed to persuade the White Council to attack Dol Guldur, where Sauron was hiding out. That's where Gandalf went when he left the dwarves and Bilbo outside Mirkwood. The first concerted attack on Sauron since the Second Age. It all happens off page, but if that had succeeded, Gandalf's whole mission would have been a success, and he and the other Istari would have been free to return home. Middle-earth would be safe again. It wasn't just a matter of, oh, he had other things to think about. These were some of the most important matters imaginable. Bilbo finding a magic ring was curious, but hardly game-changing. Because it didn't seem to be anything particularly special. It didn't look like anything special to start with, just a plain gold ring. The markings only appear in fire, so they weren't visible. Gandalf, again self-deprecatingly at the Council of Elrond, mentions that when Saruman had randomly mentioned that the One Ring was unadorned, unlike Gandalf's own Ring of Power, which was set with a rather ostentatious ruby, those words went half-heeded by him. In other words, Gandalf wasn't really listening or taking in what Saruman said. And as for powers, yes, it made Bilbo invisible, but not much else particularly obvious. And even though Gandalf hadn't studied ring lore in depth, he surely will have known from talking to Elrond that the ring made people, like Isildur for example, not want to give it up. And Bilbo told him that Gollum had given it up. That was a lie, but it was very unlike Bilbo to lie, so Gandalf didn't suspect him at all to start with. Now, we shouldn't be too hard on Gandalf at this point. Something was clearly nagging at him about the ring. When Bilbo recounts what happened under the Misty Mountains to the dwarves, we read that Gandalf gave Bilbo a queer look from under his bushy eyebrow as he said this, and the hobbit wondered if he guessed at the part of his tale that he had left out. That part was about the ring making him invisible, and Gandalf also recounts a shadow coming across his heart that very year, as he says to Frodo, "When did I first begin to guess?" He mused, searching back in memory. "Let me see. It was in the year that the White Council drove the Dark Power from Mirkwood, just before the Battle of the Five Armies, that Bilbo found his ring. A shadow fell on my heart then, though I did not know yet what I feared." As we noted earlier, a lot of important things went on that year, so Gandalf had no particular reason to believe that this dark feeling was particularly connected to Bilbo's ring. So Gandalf was suspicious from the start, though he didn't know exactly what he was suspicious of. And still, Saruman's words seemed to calm whatever nagging concerns he had. He recalls that, "When the rings were debated in the council, all that Saruman would reveal to us of his ring lore told against my fears. So my doubt slept, but uneasily." And of course, as it happened, there were lots of other rings that this could be, as Gandalf explains to Frodo. "In Eregion long ago, many elven rings were made, magic rings as you call them, and they were, of course, of various kinds, some more potent and some less. The lesser rings were only essays in the craft before it was full grown, and to the elven smiths they were but trifles, yet still to my mind dangerous for mortals." So perhaps Bilbo's ring was one of them, or perhaps it was a great ring, as Gandalf then says was plain from the first. There were lots of them, too. He knew where the three were, and the nine were with Sauron, but the seven, he couldn't be sure about them. And what if others were made that he didn't know about? He wasn't there in the Second Age, after all. So Gandalf was suspicious of Bilbo's ring, but had no reason to think it was the One Ring, reliant as he was on Saruman's own research. Over time, he did grow more suspicious, though. He was suspicious from the start of Bilbo's story that Gollum had just offered up the ring as a prize in a riddle competition. It was so unlike Bilbo to lie, and so why now? And then Bilbo kept living, well beyond the age most hobbits comfortably retire. Gandalf observed that, as for his long life, Bilbo never connected it with the ring at all. He took all the credit for that to himself, and he was very proud of it. Though he was getting restless and uneasy, thin and stretched, he said, a sign that the ring was getting control. But still Gandalf wasn't sure, because all seemed well with Bilbo, and the years passed. Yes, they passed, and they seemed not to touch him. He showed no signs of age. The shadow fell on me again, but I said to myself, after all, he comes of a long-lived family on his mother's side. There is time yet. Wait. Perhaps we catch a bit of Gandalf's patience here. He is an immortal being and had no reason to think anyone else suspected that Bilbo had an important ring, so he could afford to wait and watch. The most important moment came 17 years before the main story of The Lord of the Rings, with the long-awaited party. And, more importantly, when Gandalf has to rather strongly persuade Bilbo to give up the ring. As Gandalf recalls, "He said and did things then that filled me with a fear that no words of Saruman could allay. I knew at last that something dark and deadly was at work." Still, Bilbo did eventually give up the ring, which was a good sign. And in retrospect, a massive credit to Bilbo. It's quite a select group of people, those who voluntarily gave it up when it was in their possession. Let me know in the comments who you think is in that group. Anyway, Bilbo's words and actions then troubled Gandalf, and something Saruman had said came back to mind. "The nine, the seven, and the three," he said, "had each their proper gem. Not so the one. It was round and unadorned, as if it were one of the lesser rings, but its maker set marks upon it that the skilled, maybe, could still see and read." Which led Gandalf onto his search for Gollum with Aragorn to try to piece together the story of how the ring might have got to him, and to Minas Tirith to learn more about the ring itself and what markings it may have. So when did Gandalf finally know that Bilbo's ring was the One Ring? Frodo actually asks him this direct. "How long have you known all this?" asked Frodo again. "Known?" said Gandalf. "I have known much that only the wise know, Frodo. But if you mean known about this ring, well, I still do not know, one might say. There is a last test to make, but I no longer doubt my guess." Which leads to the throwing it into the fire test and the revelation of the ring verse inscribed in fiery letters. Only then did Gandalf know. So why didn't he know before? Because he trusted Saruman. And Saruman said that the ring was gone, because there were a lot of other important things going on at the time, because it didn't look or act like the most powerful magical object in the entire world, because Bilbo lied about how he got it. But other than that, he was astonishingly resistant to its effects. Gandalf beat himself up a bit for not realising sooner, because he sensed something was wrong. "From the first, my heart misgave me, against all reason that I knew," he said. And perhaps he should have trusted his heart a little more. But I think we can go easy on him. He more than played his part, and he did realise just in time. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos like this, there's a link to my playlist on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.